Now, let's focus our attention on the Tshwane Metro, where the mayor of that city, Randall Williams, has accused the South African Municipal Workers Union of using the protests where they're demanding the implementation of wage increments to actually fight the ANC's battles in the run-up to next week's municipal elections. We welcome the mayor to 702 Drive. Mr. Mayor, welcome and thanks for your time. Why do you make this assertion? Surely I would have thought if they were going to do this to influence the election, they've left it rather late.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners. Absolutely not. The last week before the election, very, very crucial week. Absolutely crucial week. Like our numbers showed us, there are more than 10% of the voters in Tshwane who are still undecided. That could be a huge swing vote. Now, let's go back to August. August, we had our last council meeting in Tshwane before
yes.
we went into recess for the elections for councillors to enable them to campaign. Now, we took a decision in the August council meeting that because the negotiations between SALGA and the unions were not finalized at the local bargaining council, we were not able to take a decision on any salary increases. Because remember, it's council that approve
yes.
Employee increases, not the mayor. So the council then decided that as soon as the negotiations have been finalized, that a report will come back to council at the first available council meeting, which is now in November, to consider any increases. Now, what also happened was that SAMU and all the other unions signed a collective agreement that all municipalities in South Africa will have until March next year to take a decision whether they will implement the salary increase agreements or not. And so until March next year. And to date, none of the big metro cities have implemented the salary increase agreement. No one has paid any salary increases. Joburg, no. Etiquette, including Ekurhuleni, no salary increase.
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely no strikes because all these cities are ANC run. What do? They strike here and they demand that the salary increases should be paid by tomorrow, despite the agreement that the union has signed, that we have up till March to take a decision. So it's clearly politically motivated.
Let's then bring in Mpotladi Nyane, who is the Regional Secretary of the South African Municipal Workers Union. You heard the points made by the Executive Mayor, Mr. Mpotladi Nyane, and welcome to you. Two key points being made. You're only striking in Tshwane and not in any other municipality, particularly those that are ANC-run. And secondly, he's saying that you signed an agreement that you would wait.
No, thanks, John, for having us. It's unfortunate because you see the people who are advising the mayor have misled him. You see, the collective agreement was signed between SALGA, SAMU and IMATU on the 15th of September. Now, the collective agreement says it has two parts. One is that it's a 3.5% salary increase.
Yes.
And the other one is what we call a once-off, the 4,000 and the 3,000. Once of that should then be paid. So the 3.5 is supposed to be paid now as we speak. But with regard to the once-off payment of 4,000 and 3,000, that is the part that the city has up until March next year to pay. So we have not even raised that particular matter. What we're simply demanding are the following. We have raised three issues.
Yes.
Well. One is that we signed a collective agreement in 2019, November, on benchmarking. So instead of them, they implemented in the first year. So when they had to implement from July this year, they are now reneging on that particular collective agreement. That's the first one. The second thing is that the Tshwane has established a Tshwane group life scheme. And in that particular group life scheme, we have three councillors who are serving there. We have three senior managers who are
yes.
serving. We have three from IMATU and SAMU. So that particular collective agreed that due to the challenges of COVID-19 and the high death rate as a result of COVID-19, it is difficult to ensure that members' benefits when they pass on such are paid properly.
Yes.
So there was a decision to increase the contribution. So all of us have increased our contribution. when it is the city's turn to increase the contribution, they now don't want to increase the contribution, and they have signed for that one. The last one is the issue of the wage and salary increase.
So, Mr. Tladinyane, can I ask you to address the other question then? Why are you only acting in Tshwane and not in municipalities run by the ANC?
No, it's unfortunate. We know that we were supposed to be paid by September this year. And the city did not pay us, and they did not say anything.
Have you been paid by ANC-run municipalities? Can we just focus on the specifics?
No, I'm not sure what other municipalities are doing. But what we know is that the city has to pay us the 3.5 now.
Sorry, Mr. Tladinyane, I'm confused. I mean, why would you not know what other cities are doing when you have members there?
No. Remember that we are responsible for Tshwane. We are not responsible for other regions. And if, for example, the employer in other municipalities has communicated to their employees to say, we are not going to pay in September, October, maybe we'll pay in November, December. That is their agreement. But in our case, our employer has not said anything to us. We have written to them. They have not even responded. The very same executive mayor has not even responded to us.
So, Mr. Williams, if we could just conclude with you. Mr. Tladinyane is saying that there are two issues on the table and you're lumping the two together. The one is the once-off payment. The other is the percentage increase. Your response to that? He's saying that there actually are two different agreements and only one of them is governed by the March deadline.
It's absolutely not true. Mr. Mpo is a stranger to the truth. And I don't know which 2019 collective agreement he says that the City of Tshwane signed. City of Tshwane does not sign collective agreements. All collective agreements are signed by SALGA, South African Local Government Association. City of Tshwane does not sign agreements, collective agreements on its own. And the 3.5%, it is not the SAMU of Tshwane that signed the collective agreement. It is SAMU National that signed it on behalf of all SAMU branches in South Africa.
Yeah, so, well, some important background as that particular dispute unfolds in Tshwane. The mayor believes this is aimed at influencing the elections. SAMU is saying that this is merely the workers going out to get what they feel they're entitled to. Anyone living in Tshwane has got some views on that. If you're a municipal worker in that particular metro, you might want to call in and give us your perspective from the ground right there, from the grassroots.